Hello, hello, my friends. Hello, Dumelang. I am very, very late, but for a very good reason. Let me just stop the beat. No, let me not. Dumelang, Claire. Dumelang, Dumelang. Hello, it is I. I am literally doing this almost live because as soon as I'm done, I'm uploading. I'm late because I was interviewing my daughter. It's something that we knew we would do, but yeah, you know, she doesn't live with my sister. She only came around 10. We needed to go buy some food so that I can make lunch. And then we only got a chance to not even sit down, really. We just were having a conversation around the kitchen table as I was peeling my vegetables. And I'm interviewing Tsholo as my daughter about a lot of things. We get to talk about me and her, our dynamic and our relationship. Yeah, we don't go too deep. Maybe in the next one we will. We talk about spirituality because Tsholo is on some path as well. We talk about her craft, dance, you know, what dancing does, how it came about that she does dancing. And dance as a craft. We talk about adulting, you know, how tough it is and what is it that our generation can do to assist them, if at all. And then, yeah, we talk a little bit about my mother and anything else in between. And because we are like natural sitting in the kitchen, there's little additions here and there and all that. And the reason I interviewed her was inspired by Tau in a way, you know. If you are on Facebook, you'll remember that I posted a funny post about some of the things that Tau does, really. Where I had a young lady, almost the same age as Tsholo, who was really just going through the most and sharing and pouring her heart about how tough it is to be a grown young lady and, you know, life, money, work, pressure, you know. And Tau was eavesdropping. And he just came into our conversation and say, Ma, put her on the podcast. I shared that with Tsholo. We were laughing. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I should interview you. You know, we should interview young people about some of these things. And so that's partly that, but it's something that has been on the cards. I knew that I'd have a conversation with her for my podcast listeners. And given what we've done, and I haven't actually listened to all of it, I just listened for quality, and but I didn't listen to the conversation. So I will be listening with you. I'll download it with you and also listen with you. Or I'll probably listen tomorrow because, you know, I'm at my sister's. We're cooking a big lunch for her and our children. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Smolanyana little marketing retreat, the 1 or 2 days, lots and lots of inquiries coming in. Thank you so much. Let's seal it, let's pin it. If you want to come through, please come through. Payment deadline is on the 15th of March. Just come through, guys. Come through. It's going to be... Tsholo is actually the dancer, which is partly why I'm interviewing her. She's going to be the one who's teaching us how to dance and all that as part of the healing, because dance is a big part of healing and movement and all that. What else? I cannot take any more stretches. If you missed, you wanted to join Stretch, you have missed the window. We are well into the week. You can't join us. You'll have to just catch us for the 2021 class. That is if I'm going to do it this way again, because there's a lot happening. There's a lot of automation, a lot of changes. The school is growing. My work is growing. So as it grows, I obviously have to grow. And there's going to come a time where I don't do it at all on Facebook, probably starting with 2021. So it will take a different form. It will take a different... yeah, I think form is the word, but there's a word in my mind that I know it's better. Yeah, it will take a different form for now. But the work and the content is there. I'm very confident with what I teach. It works, it changes lives, and you will get it slightly differently from the people who have been getting it in 2017, 18, 19, and 20. So, another thing that's coming up in May, there's going to be a huge Alone Dialogue, but we'll announce that when the time is right. I'm creating a women's seminar, 9th August, a big seminar, beautiful speakers that I'm talking to, you want to be there as well. And then in September, it's the retreat, the long one, the 7-day retreat. We'll start announcing that. We are revamping the website. If you go check my website now, you'll see there's changes. It's going to look doper. Speaking of the website, if you find the podcast really beneficial for you, if it works for you, if it helps you, if it touches you in any way, you can contribute towards its growth, towards the work. It's not a fee. It's a voluntary. So when you go on to my website and you go to podcast, and then when you scroll down, it will say pod support. There is a link to PayFast. PayFast, it's like PayPal. You click there, it will say 200. But the reason I've got 200 there, it's not because it's the fee, it's because I can't have zero. The system doesn't allow for it to be zero. So you can pay 200 or 150 or 100 rand or 300 or 600, whatever you feel the podcast does for you. And you can pay that whenever you want. You can either make it a recurring, because there's a way you can make the payment be monthly, or you can pay whenever you remember. Whenever maybe you get an episode that touches you deeply and you think, you know what, an exchange of energy won't hurt, and then you exchange the energy with me. But once again, to emphasize, if you don't have the money, you can't do this, no problem at all. No problem. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy, grow, stretch, change, become a better version of yourself. Apply what you learn here, and let's just all just get along. Okay, now I give you Tsholo Felo Pule on the next on the actual episode. So this was the intro. Love and green lights, my friends.